Thank you, Daniela. The Czech Davis Cup team will have to go through a playoff to see if they remain in the World Group, after losing their first round match 4-1 to the United States in Ostrava on Sunday. The crucial rubber in the tie was a fourth match between Andy Roddick and Tomáš Berdych. Although Berdych raised the home crowd's hopes by winning the first set, Roddick fought back and the big-hitting American eventually prevailed in four sets, 4-6, 6-3, 6-2, 7-6, to give the US an unassailable 3-1 lead. The United States also won the dead rubber to put a 4-1 gloss on what was actually a hard-fought contest. A disappointed Tomáš Berdych thought the tie could have been a lot closer if he had taken his chances in the match with Roddick.
This match came down to one or two chances. I took my chance to win the first set, but even then it was very close. There was no particular moment which suddenly turned the course of the match around. It was just very evenly matched, and he simply took his chances better when they came along.
Staying with tennis, and there was also no joy for Lucia Šafářová in the final of the Paris Open against Nadia Petrova. The unseeded 20-year-old, who sensationally beat world number 2 Justine Henin in the semi-final, lost to the Russian fourth seed in three sets, 4-6, 6-1, 6-4. Despite losing, Šafářová's run to the final sees her rise to number 26 in the world rankings, her highest ever placing. Czech speed skater Martina Sablíková has produced another stunning performance in the 5,000 metres at a World Championship event in Heerenveen, Holland. Going into this last race of the four-event competition, the 19-year-old skater was struggling with a virus and was well down the rankings. Despite her illness, however, she managed to win the event with a superb time of 6 minutes 49 seconds to help her clinch 5th place overall. Sablíková's time was both a Czech and a course record, and it was the third fastest women's 5,000 metres in history. A fact which clearly delighted the skater, given her health problems before the race.
I was definitely going for 5th place. Then, by the time the 5,000 metre race came along, I said to myself that I'd be happy with 8th place overall. If I were to finish 5th, I thought, it would be brilliant. 4th or 3rd place by that stage was a little bit too much. But I'm really happy. The time of 6 minutes 49 seconds is really wonderful.
Football now, and Tomáš Rosický finally broke his duck in the English Premier League. The Czech midfielder scored a late winner with a flying header in Arsenal's 2-1 victory over Wigan on Saturday. It was the first time Rosický had scored for Arsenal in the league this season, although he has got among the goals in other competitions. Finally, ice hockey now, and Jaromír Jágr's 3 assists in the New York Rangers' 5-2 win over the Capitals in Washington saw him achieve another career milestone. He has now become only the 12th player in NHL history to accumulate 1,500 career points. And that's all the sport we have for you today.